No! Kids, go ahead! Throw another log on! Heck, you can't make a big enough fire when you're camping! If you're out of wood, put those magazines I gave you on there!
My magazine has naked boobies on it!
Mine has a daddy peeing on a mommy!
Well, they're both made of paper just the same! Paper burns good! Yes, sir, kids! Fire destroys just about everything, from plastic milk jugs to fingerprints. You could trust me on that one there.
What about this old tire?
Throw it on! Let's just see what happens. You never know. Yeah.
What are we doing tomorrow, Camp Ranger?
Well, let me see. And first of all, you could call me Betty. Billy, all right? And call me Betty from now on. My schedule's around here somewhere. Hey, wait! Anybody see my schedule? It was on my clipboard. I had stacked right here next to the aerosol cans. I hope you didn't throw my schedule in the fire.
Here it is, Betty.
Oh, thank you, Sammy. Someone must have moved the cans on me. And that's a shame, because they were pointing northward. It was our only way out of here. Oh, and Sammy, I don't recall allowing you to call me Betty. That is a special name between Billy and I. And I'll beg you not to eavesdrop ever again. Hey, chin up, Sammy. How about you call me, I don't know, Sir Theodore Hard Candy? And I'll call you www.tenderskin.com. How's that sound?
Okay, I guess.
Wonderful! Now gather around the fire, boys! Don't be scared. Cozy on up to her. She is a little smoky, I'll give you that. I want to go over tomorrow's schedule with you. 6 a.m. revelry, followed by a hearty breakfast of granola bits, raisins, and PBR. Hey, no groaning. You think I want to share my beer? I forgot the bottled water, that's all. 7 a.m. will be cleanup. 8 a.m., entertain yourselves for a while. And 0900, come wake up Mr. Berghoff. You're going to have to give him a pretty good shake, though, kids. I'm drinking vodka tonight. 10 o'clock, we'll write the new prison pals I assigned you. Make sure you put a return address. That way they can write you back. We'll do lunch at noon, arts and crafts at 1. I'll show you how to catch and kill squirrels without leaving your lawn chair at 3. 5 o'clock, we prank call Mrs. Berghoff repeatedly to make sure she's too scared to leave the house with friends who might badmouth me or simply convince Mrs. Berghoff she could do better. At 6, I'm going into town for a Whopper with cheese while the rest of you try young Billy's first attempt at pan-seared squirrel. Don't worry, I'll be back by 11 for the pajama party. And then, boys, comes my real surprise. That's right, Great White will be performing for all of you. And right here on the campground, out in the open, their entire show, guys. Pyrotechnics and all, beneath a canopy of nature. That will be a special treat. Unless, of course, some cranky 8-year-olds can't stay up for big boy fun. But I don't think that's going to be a problem again, is it, Jimmy?
No, sir.
Oh, quit looking so glum, Jimmy. Hair grows back. Besides, it could be worse. I could have assigned you to Bear Watch. Ain't that right, Cody?
Yes, sir. Can I calm down now? I'm scared.
Well, you should have thought of that when you had the chance to do something about it, Cody.
I tried telling you. Chad's out of my weight class.
Hey, how about putting a zipper on loser talk and just concentrating on Bear Watch for one damn night? Can you do that for me, Cody? Jeez, you'll get your chance to fight again. All right, who's got a story?
I've got one, Betty!
All right, Billy! Let's hear it, man!
Once upon a time, there lived a great sorcerer!
Hey, Billy, I'm going to stop you right there. Because I just thought of a good one. All right, so how about, it's like 2-3 years ago, right? I had this camper named Chris Fellinghauser. Well, he was just a normal kid, kind of geeky, bedwetter, the whole 9 feet. But did his mom ever have the best set of tits you've ever seen? Well, long story short, I got her to join me in the old smokehouse. Before I knew it, we were f***ing like a pair of mongoloidal sheep. And then things got wild. She started and I was all, need more syrup? And she says, then we started. So I'm like, Transformers, more than meets the eye. And she's all until my hair hurt. Yeah, it was a good one. What's the matter with you boys? You look like you've seen a ghost or something. Don't be scared. Ranger Roy's with you.
I'm telling my dad.
Well, what the heck's eating www.tenderskin.com all of a sudden? You get back here, son. Woods aren't safe at night. Where the heck's my chart? That kid's parents are getting a call from me first thing tomorrow morning. What's his name? Sammy. There he is. Samuel Fellinghauser. Well, I know one young man whose parents aren't going to be happy to hear from me tomorrow. But hey, let's not ruin our fun. How about a joke? I got one. This rabbi, a wop, and an Irishman are all sitting in a bar, right?
Hey, I'm Italian.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Giuseppe. I didn't know. Unfortunately, though, I'm afraid the joke doesn't work with s***s.
Now, a rabbi, a wop, and an Irish... Wait, where are you going, Jose? You and Giuseppe get back here right now.
Let's get out of here.
Billy, Jimmy, Colonel Hairlip Johnson, Tommy, Mikey, you're all going to leave me? Fine, walk away. See if you can find your way back to the camp by yourself. I'm sorry I ever lent you my honey-scented mosquito repellent. Bunch of pansies. And this fire's smoky.
Help!
Shut up, Cody! You call yourselves campers. Ridiculous.